You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Northern Ireland 11-4, the draw 21-10, and Croatia are even money. Northern Ireland, bit hit and miss at the moment, although they did beat Azerbaijan pretty convincingly in their World Cup qualifier on Friday. Croatia, going okay at the moment. They won the last three, four unbeaten. They looked a decent side at times during the Euros as well. So this will be a stern test for Northern Ireland.
Yeah, it will be, Mark. They were one of my fancies to go a long way in the Euros. I thought they'd done all right. You actually look at their record, you know, apart from sort of extra time defeats, penalties and everything else, they're undefeated in the last 15 matches in normal time. So they've won four of their last five games away from home. Their qualification campaign has started extremely well. I think it's quite clever from Michael O'Neill to probably schedule or pick this game, which is what he's done. I think it's an opportunity here to face one of the best sides in Europe, I think, at all. Certainly one of the toughest sides to sort of beat. And I think to do it on home soil, you know, he maybe could have, given Northern Ireland stock rising over the last year, 18 months, he maybe could have got a more high-profile country to come. But when you look down at Croatia personnel list, I mean, we're talking about world stars here playing at some of the biggest clubs in the world. They are a serious outfit, and I think Northern Ireland are going to find this very, very tough. I think, he'll be using this, Michael O'Neill. He's a very astute and analytical coach, as I suppose all coaches are to a point. But I think he has a game plan for every single match, and I was so impressed with them blowing away Azerbaijan on Friday night, because when we were previewing the game on the punt, I thought it would be a real tough night for Northern Ireland. I thought they maybe could have squeaked it, or it could have been a draw, but I did not see a 4-0 result coming, particularly given Azerbaijan's form. So, look, at home, Northern Ireland are very good, but I think they've purposely made sure they've got a real tough test here. And I think, again, Croatia probably represent a little bit of the value here. I don't think they'll want to be beaten by anybody. And as I say, the list of players, I mean, you can kind of reel them all off, but there is some absolute superstars there. And Northern Ireland are weakened. They've got some injuries to some key players. And I heard Michael O'Neill today say, look, I'm going to give an opportunity to some other players who have not really had much of a look in. So I think if Northern Ireland weaken their team in any way, I think Croatia are going to be too strong for them. But I think it's going to be a tough match. But I think even money for Croatia is a decent one. You know, I know these friendly markets can sometimes worry punters, and you might look at it and think, well, I don't know what exactly what's going to happen, and it might well be team news dependent, but this Croatia side are a serious, serious team, and I think Northern Ireland, for once in a long time, they can play this game without the pressure of having to get a result.
Yeah, I do agree with you there as well. I think Croatia do look pretty tempting at even money, given their recent performances. You mentioned the Northern Ireland performance against Azerbaijan, by the way. That was a bit of a bolt out of the blue, because Azerbaijan defensively had been very, very solid to that point. Everyone kind of was expecting a real tight game, as you mentioned. So for them to score four, that's good for Northern Ireland. And their home form at Windsor Park is pretty damn good as well. I think you have to go all the way back to October 2014. In fact, earlier than that. It's September 2013 for their last home defeat, which is phenomenal.
It is, and it's still as intimidating a place for opposition sides to go as it's always been. Even though they've changed the stadium and they've adapted it a little bit and made it a little bit more friendly, I think, for the supporters that are going to the games, but ultimately it's still kept that atmosphere. And look, Northern Ireland are a brilliant international outfit for the pool of players that he has at his disposal. They are incredibly well drilled. They approach every single match with a unique game plan that seems to always produce the goods. And again, you know, he does it, Michael O'Neill. You know, he just blows, I suppose, pundits and bookmakers and everything out of the water with that kind of performance that he got from his side. You know, particularly, I mean, Azerbaijan, as you said, they hadn't conceded a goal in a qualification campaign up to that point, and their results have been incredibly impressive. I kind of try and put myself in a mindset of both coaches and look at both camps and say, well, what's the approach to this game? You know, Northern Ireland won't want to be embarrassed on home soil, and indeed they won't be. This will be a tight game. You know, I believe that Croatia can win it because I think they've got too much quality, but I don't think for any second Croatia are going to go there and win 3-0. Far from it, because there's too much pride at stake for these Northern Ireland players. And there's a big opportunity for some players who've basically, I mean, he's pretty much used a pool of 18, 20 players, throughout the qualification for the Euros. And, you know, there's an opportunity for one or two that have maybe been desperately knocking on the door, trying to get in there at some point. This could be their opportunity to try and impress. But I think it's Croatia, a big, strong side with a huge amounts of quality. But again, I would be a little bit, I would probably But a little bit of caution, look at the team news. I mean, I was reading that Luka Modric is expected to play, you know, and if you're throwing someone like him in the team, I mean, he can single-handedly control the entire tempo of this game. So it's going to be a good... I just think that Michael O'Neill's using this one as a lesson for his players to try and teach them a few things. And in that respect, I think it's going to be difficult for them to probably learn that lesson and get a result. But they keep surprising people, don't they?
They do. But then again, if Croatia play that those players in midfield, you mentioned Modric there, if they've got Rakitic and Perisic in there as well, it's one of the strongest midfield combinations around. I just want to talk to you about a few of potential goal scorers here and some of the headline offers as well. Mario Mandzukic to score in a Croatia win is 3-1. That was 5-2. That could be quite appealing because he's been in goal scoring form for the national side. Ivan Rakitic to score Croatia to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. That was 7-1. That's now 8-1. And if anybody fancies Northern Ireland, Kyle Lafferty to score and Northern Ireland to win, that was 11-2. That's now 7-1. And Chris Brunt to score Northern Ireland to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is now 20-1, having been 18-1. Not part of the headline offer there, but I just want to get your thoughts as well. Perhaps maybe we'll see Will Grigg. He's been on fire for a long time and doesn't get in the national side. Perhaps he will this time.
I think he's probably the most famous player in the world that nobody's seen play. Because you know what I mean? On the international stage, everyone knows this guy's name. And, you know, I think in the Euros, just everyone was expecting him to be the superstar for Northern Ireland. He didn't get a look in, did he? So, yeah, like I said, that might be where the opportunities lie for a few other players. You know, Lafferty's such an absolute linchpin for them that I think he'll want to play in this game. And he's still not getting a look in at Norwich, you know, his club side. He's still struggling to sort of get football. So maybe it's not so much an issue for him maybe burning out. Far from it. He probably needs a few match minutes. But, you know, there will be an opportunity for other players. Again, I think probably we'll see set pieces being a key factor for Northern Ireland in this game. You know, we've seen it on Friday night, some great deliveries in at the penalty area. I mean, Chris Brunt, a huge boost for Northern Ireland to get him back because his left foot is right up there, you know, in terms of delivering balls with pinpoint accuracy. And people like Gareth McCauley and others, you know, that's where they might be a threat. But like I said, they're playing into Croatia side who physically can probably match it and will want a lot of the ball. So it's just a different opportunity for Northern Ireland. And as far as those goal scorers is concerned, I mean, Brozovic got the two goals. Marcelo Brozovic, the midfielder for Croatia, he got the two goals as they beat Iceland at the weekend, Croatia. And any team that beats Iceland is obviously a very, very good side. And we've got to give them absolute full respect. But he's 5-2 any time. But, you know, Mandzukic has been already flying in the goals. He got four in one game during the qualifying campaign already. So he's absolutely flying. So I think the team news will be interesting, though, particularly from Croatia's point of view. And I would expect... Mark, certainly from what I've read about, you know, where Croatia might be going with their team for this one, I would expect that even money price to probably shorten as we approach kickoff once the team news is out there.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Hey, oh, let's go, let's go. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.